My name is Solomon Kuliako, and this is my mom.
Hello, I am Jody.
Okay, for your first question, Mom. Have you ever thought about leaving us? And have you ever had any regrets about having me and Gilda?
1,000%. I have never had any regrets at all, ever, about having you children. You have been nothing but far better than I ever imagined. You have entirely exceeded my expectations of what an enormous pleasure and privilege it would be to raise children.
Thank you. If you could have one job in the world that paid $1 million, what would it be?
There's a few positions that I can see myself in. I would love to be a rabbi. I would love to be a teacher. I would love to run a school. I would love to be a professor of creative writing.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Very interesting. Now, Mom, where and when were you born?
I was born in Southfield, Michigan, which is north of Detroit.
And I know you grew up in a pretty lavish lifestyle, kind of. Was there any point in your childhood when you might have wished you lived a little less lavish?
Times were very different then. It was, in a way, easier for certain professions to get ahead. And I was lucky that way in that my father did well in his profession and was rewarded in ways that current wages don't always result in. I didn't have perspective enough to sit down and contemplate how my situation was so different from other people's. As a child, as a kid, you only know the world around you, and I just assumed, naively, that everyone else was like me, so.
Mm-hmm. And when you first met Dad, and when you were, coming out of college, and you weren't living in that situation anymore, did it feel different to you?
It has definitely felt different to be really restricted in an ability to purchase things. It has been a process of curtailing some of those impulses to buy things, to acquire things, and over the years just kind of come to terms with living more moderately. But I have really loved that. I have really enjoyed kind of mellowing out the materialism in my life, and it actually resonates with me philosophically, and it fits me very well.
When did you first know that you loved Dad?
I met Dad at a party. I liked him right away, instantly. And a week later, I wrote in my journal, quote, "I think, in a way, I've met my husband."
And this was the first day you met him, right after you met him?
That was a week after I met him. I wrote that in my journal.
And what did you do with that? Because I know you guys kind of a thing that you would do together when you hop in the cities, when you went to different...
Well, we lived in two separate cities. We met in Los Angeles, but then he left and went back to Minnesota. So we started seeing each other every 2 weeks in a different state. And we called it a date, a state. My younger brother, Uncle Corey, got married. And so Dad met me in New York to be my date to the wedding. And then he eventually wanted me to meet his parents, Grandma and Grandpa, so then I met him in Rhode Island, and we just found ourselves sort of moving around the country so that we could meet up again and spend time together. And then 6 months after that, from when we met, he moved to Los Angeles.
Wow. What do you think are the similarities and the differences between Dad's side of the family and your side of the family, and was it ever a problem?
My side was more materialistic in a way, but it also came from a spirit of celebrating life and this kind of, quote, living life till the fullest sort of ethos. And Dad's side lived more contentedly and more moderately, but also with a kind of smaller community of people around. It was sort of more introverted. And
do you think that you took the philosophy of your family to living life to the fullest? Do you think you took that with you to college and to LA without Mimi and Papa?
I definitely think I inherited that point of view, but it can be a kind of expensive inclination. So sometimes you have to taper that kind of wanderlust a little bit. And it's also good to find contentment with where you are and what you currently have and not always be sort of seeking out the next. So I really like a blend of both philosophies.
Well, thank you so much, Mom, for doing this. I love you very, very much.
I love you, Mister.